Assalamu alaikum, my dear students, my dear knowledge professionals, my dear knowledge workers, my dear knowledge managers, ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you to another session on knowledge management, and this is our session number 3. So far in the last 3 sessions, rather 2 sessions, we have been trying to understand, number 1, why all of a sudden there is a requirement that we should learn how to manage something which we really don't see, don't touch, and don't feel even sometime that it's there. And number 2, we are also trying to learn that ideas bring success. Okay. Then what is the success secret? Idea is made up of knowledge. Knowledge, I think we all know, raises the level of our competencies. Competencies and capabilities in the form of different types of knowledge, and we will learn what are those different types. But whatever is the type, at the individual level, jisko aap keh lijiye, humne kaha tha, personal capital, or the organizational knowledge, and let's call it organizational capital, company's assets. And these assets, humne kaha tha, not their buildings, not their computers and equipments, not even their dollars in the bank account, or not even the book value of that company in the stock exchange. And we will compare then, what is the difference between a book value and a market value? But what we are trying to learn is that in the 21st century world, then is it really that you and me, at the individual level, have become even more important? And my answer to this question is, yes. The person who leaves the gate of the factory, the person, the ladies and gentlemen who leave the office of the university, of an organization, of a government office, at the end of the day, I think he or she walks away for the evening, for the night, by taking part of the knowledge of that company, of the process, of the organization, of the customers, of the markets. And if he or she does not return tomorrow, walks away from the company, do you think, do you agree with me that some important knowledge has gone away? And now think of it. What are those creative industries which are coming up? ہم نے کہا تھا مینوفیکچرنگ انڈسٹریز آپ نے مینجمنٹ کے کورس میں بھی لرن کی ہوں گی سروس انڈسٹریز پھر ہم نے کہا دے آر بیکمنگ امپورٹنٹ فائن پھر ہم نے کہا اوکے وی آر انٹرسٹڈ ان کوالٹی آف دی پروسیس سو دی پروڈکٹس اینڈ دی سروسز وچ آر ڈیلیورڈ شوڈ بی آف کوالٹی اینڈ ناؤ وی آر ٹاکنگ اینڈ وی ہیو لرن فروم پیٹر ڈرکر دیٹ دا کوالٹی آف نالج and the quality of the productivity of the knowledge which person brings, which the individual brings. Ladies and gentlemen, people like you who contribute to the products, to the customers, to the markets of the company, and if they stop doing it, company may be in trouble. Is perspective or context mein hum phir ye bhi dekh rahe the ki is 21st century world, how we and you and me, how the youth, the young managers, the people who are competent in technology, the people who have an attitude of learning, people who are not afraid of using that innovative gadgets, which keep on changing their functionalities every day, every quarter, how they can contribute to the third millennium enterprises companies of the 21st century so that they can learn their customers better. You can relate with their customers in a better way to give them better service and product. Knowledgeful service and knowledgeful product on behalf of the company. So in other words, the customers in Pakistan or around the world of a company, who is dealing with the customers of the company? And you know, customers are important for the company. They are the one who bring revenue. They are the one who are responsible for the profit. They are the one who contribute to the return on the investment. They are the one accountant and finance managers in you are more interested in that how the revenue is coming. What is the cash flow saying? How does the balance sheet looks like? And how about the marketeers in you? They are very interested what is known as customer relation management to develop customer loyalty. And you are talking about the issues of the brand. How can I raise the brand equity? So these are some of the issues of the 21st century. All right. What were those major issues which we saw in the last lecture? Information explosion. Billions of websites full of information. So many database management systems. Customers' data, operations data, sales data, market planning data, payroll, performance. You keep on talking and you will see databases full of data. With this information explosion, cognitive revolution. The knowledge, the certificates, the diplomas, the degrees. In Pakistan, outside Pakistan, universities are coming to cities, to villages, to tehsils. And they are letting you know what they are offering. And here we are in Virtual University of Pakistan. Virtual University is taking this content through technology right where you are. In villages, small towns, big towns, everywhere. Not only in Pakistan, around the world. So in other words, globe is the context now. Whatever you develop, whatever you deliver, whatever you learn, whatever you share, keep in mind, customers may be out there which you don't know. So it's a complex technologies, blend of technologies, information technologies, communication technologies, electrical and electronic technologies, nanotechnologies. Keep on thinking what are the new technologies which are coming up. With technologies, we talked about in the 21st century, a love for lifelong learning, a career of you and even me, that where we have to learn new skills. I'll share with you the story of that Pakistani chief executive who has been running his company for the last 40 years. Well established, well successful, and a leading company in Pakistan. And you know what he says now? That after 40 years serving as a chief executive, I have a plan now to step aside and learn three more new things. I'll talk about that, what he wants to learn at the age of 60. So that's why I said in 21st century, you should develop this passion for lifelong learning. Then all these cultures coming together, all these markets available to you, all these people talking through technology at a much faster rate. Different values coming in contact with you. But are you ready to take the challenge? And that is the one of the objective of this course, to make you ready. To equip you with the latest knowledge, new trends, new ideas, and to let you know how you manage your personal capital. How about globalization? you will hear many things about it. But whether you like it or not, it's there. We'll talk more about it. But taking a look on the 21st century and the word in it, and believe me, in the word, you and me are there, the people. That's why I said, speaking of knowledge management, keep the PPT in mind. The people part, the process part, and the technology part. And I said, don't bring technology in front of process. Bring the people behind the process. Bring the people behind the technology and in front of the technology. To update it, to innovate it, to bring those knowledge-based products. Remember I showed you some knowledge-based product in the last session? More are coming up. And that's why I said, make a list of those creative industries. Think of it. What are those industries which are new only in the last 10 years or so, mid-90s and onward? So let us then focus, what are those major, and I'm calling them major three mega trends. So you remember them, add into your information, and see then if these are the trends, how are you going to adjust with these trends? Because you have to face this world. So are you ready to look at these mega trends then? Let's get ready and let's learn some new ideas. Add to your knowledge capital. Let it raise your personal capital. And you take this human capital, raise your market value. And that's what I say, manage what you know. And let it pay what you know in the market. These are the three mega trends, my dear students. Of course, we learned many of those in the 21st century world last time. But these three are the most important. Technology part. Okay? Networking. Do you agree with me that the whole world is now networked? Look at the internet. PCs connected together. And look at this mobile phone in your hand. In the hands of everybody. You know that plumber and electrician which comes to your house, at least to my house, at least in big cities, aap mein se jo Lahore, Karachi, Peshawar, Quetta mein rehte hain, وہ پلمبر وہ الیکٹریشین حتیٰ کہ وہ صفائی کرنے والا اس کے پاس بھی موبائل فون ہے کیوں نہیں ٹیکنالوجی از ون کمپوننٹ ٹو میک یو نالج فل آف کورس ریڈنگ اینڈ رائٹنگ ول ٹاک اباؤٹ دی لٹریسی ایز ویل اور دا ڈگری اور دا ڈپلوماز اور دا سرٹیفکیٹ اور دا نیو نالج اور دا نیو اسکل سیٹ بٹ دا فرسٹ پارٹ وی آر ٹاکنگ ہیئر از networking. Speaking of networking, those of you from IT might have heard knowledge grids, grid computing. Bijli ke grids to aapne suna, Wapda ke grids. You know, jahan mukhtalif directions se, mukhtalif powerhouses se electricity ek jagah aakar us grid par ikatthi hui, collect hui, and then it is distributed in different parts of the city, different parts of the town. That's why we're talking about now the grid computing. How can we put the computing powers of millions of computers, or maybe thousands of computers, depending upon how big the grid is, so that one can use this power? And then the knowledge in that grid is also called knowledge grid. But speaking of the technology and the networks, Pakistan mein mobile phone ke kitne providers hain? Unka apna apna network hai. Aap ek network se dusre network par jab call karte hain, data transfer karte hain, SMS bhejte hain, pehla issue kya aata hai? Performance. Do you get connected? Your call drops or not? Does the data transfer in the shortest possible time? Performance. تو نیٹورکنگ کے اندر پھر امیجیٹلی کیا ایشو آ گیا پرفارمنس کنیکٹیوٹی لک ایٹ آل دیز ایڈز وچ یو سی ان دا نیوز پیپر وی آر کنیکٹڈ ان تھاؤزینڈ سٹیز آف پاکستان ان تھاؤزینڈ ولیجز آف پاکستان وی ہیو کورڈ دیز مینی ولیجز کنیکٹیوٹی And how about that provider, mobile service provider, phone provider, who can get you connected all over the world? Because connectivity is very important. So speaking of networks then, technology networks, connectivity is important. And the third issue, speaking of technology, is the portability. آپ میں سے ونس اگین جو آئی ٹی یا کمیونیکیشن کے ٹیلی کمیونیکیشن کے اسٹوڈینٹس ہیں, ہاؤ کین یو میک دس ٹیکنالوجی پورٹیبل؟ وہ جو ایشوز تھے کہ جی آپ کے لیگسی سسٹمز جو ہیں وہ پورٹیبل نہیں ہیں, ایک سسٹم سے دوسرے سسٹم پہ جاتے ہوئے آپریٹنگ سسٹم چینج ہوتا ہے, آپ کا سافٹ ویئر, آپ کا ڈیٹا پورٹیبل نہیں ہے. ایک ہارڈ ویئر کی کنفیگریشن دوسرے ہارڈ ویئر کی کنفیگریشن کے ساتھ میچ نہیں کر رہی. کسٹمر ڈزنٹ کیئر اباؤٹ اٹ. نا کسٹمر, یو ایز اے کنزیومر, یو ایز اے نالج ورکر ڈیمانڈ لیٹ دی نیٹورک بی پورٹیبل. دو تین چار جو پرووائڈر ہیں سروس پرووائڈر, وہ کیسے آپس میں کنیکٹ کرتے ہیں, آئی ہیو نو کنسرن, بٹ یو نو ٹیکنالوجی شوڈ بی کنیکٹڈ, اٹ شوڈ بی پورٹیبل. And my life should become easy. My information, my data, my expertise, let it go wherever I like without any interruption. Achha, yeh toh baat hogi technology ke networks ki. Do you feel that social networks are also important? Remember I said, people to me are the most important part of knowledge management. Social network. ذرا غور کیجئے گا پاکستان کے اندر, اینڈ اٹس آل اوور دا ورلڈ, ان اے گیون لیٹس اے ٹیکسٹائل سیکٹر, ہاؤ مینی پیپل آر نیٹورک ٹوگیدر؟ ایک فیملی کے پانچ لوگوں نے ایک ٹیکسٹائل یونٹ بنایا, ان میں سے دو تین اور فیملی کے کچھ لوگوں سے مل گئے, دوستوں سے مل گئے, ایک دوسرا یونٹ بنا دیا, ان میں سے تین اور ایک تیسرے گروپ کے ساتھ مل گئے, نیٹورکڈ. And at the end of the day, what it looks is, textile sector, most of the people are networked together. Do they get power out of it? Social power. Sometimes they influence the policies of the government. And let me say, sometimes they influence the price of the product in the market. Think of the sugar industry. People get networked. For good or for bad, that's a different story. But networks are important. And those of you who will study organization theory for organization development, you will come to know social network theory. How people get network. Remember those tribes and communities? Remember how people are networked in the villages? That's what we are talking. It gives you performance. You get connected. And easily the information passes on, the expertise passes on, the wisdom passes on. Dekhi, maine teen cheezein keh di. Information, expertise, wisdom. Teenon ka taluk knowledge se hai. Let's move on. Information and knowledge work. The work is becoming more knowledgeful. Processes are becoming more important. And remember in ISO also we asked you be innovative. Continuously improve. The work has become information intensive. Sochiye. The kind of work which you are involved now, as compared to maybe your uncle or father or brother working in the offices 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even in Pakistan, you need to know more. Look at the subjects which have been added in the curriculum. You need to know more subjects. Look at the information which is required. Ek waqt hota tha ke people living in Lahore really did not know what is going on in the other cities of Punjab. Information transfer, data transfer was either not present or negligible. When I first went to United States, and I told them I've come from Pakistan, in class of 40 of PhD students, hardly there was anyone who knew where Pakistan is. But how about now? Information of Pakistan, good or not so good, is known all over the world, across the globe. And the third part, we should remember it and face it and get ready to face it, globalization. The markets have become global. Barriers are dropping day by day. Of course, there are some issues of tariffs and barriers. Less developed countries are not being given the fair share of globalization as compared to the developing countries. But you need to learn how to play this game. This game of globalization, sometimes we call it WTO. Well, it's going to stay. And you know the way our Prime Minister says, globalization is a phenomena, you can't hide from it. It is better that you ride the tide. Otherwise, this tide will blow you away. And I think this is true. Let's learn how to produce quality products which can be sold at the global level. Let us learn that type of knowledge which can be made available to the market in Pakistan and across Pakistan and outside Pakistan. Globalization of products coming out from China, maybe going to a free port in Dubai. And how about a free port in Gwadar? And then all the way to South America, you develop a value chain, a supply chain. Sometime I say about textile sector. Cotton is grown in Sahiwal. Cotton thread is made in Patoki. Cotton fabric is made in Faisalabad. Cotton is finished in Italy. Design is made in Italy. Then it is shifted to China for manufacturing. And you have a beautiful cotton dress to be sold in the markets of Europe or North America. You have a supply chain. Look at all these jeans and jackets. Pakistan is exporting to many countries of the world, and the customers there do not know from where this product is coming. It's a global world. So please think of it. How you can become a responsible global citizen. How about resources and labor? The work will flow, the information will flow where the labor will be cheap. Resources will be cheap. Aapne kai dafa suna hoga, Pakistan ke andar, you make a phone call from Lahore. Someone answers from Karachi. Oh ji, main to order place karna chahta tha pizza ka Lahore mein. Aur Karachi wala aapko jawab deta hai, fikar na kijiye, aap mujhe address dijiye. Balki sometime when you give your phone number, he gives you the address. Ji, meri database kehti hai aap is address par hain. Is that true? Or sometime he tells you, you are Mr. So or Miss So. Okay ji, the pizza or the burger will be ready and be delivered to your home in 25 minutes. You don't know where the call is going. The call will be going where the labor and the resources and the technology is cheap. Customers in United States, customers in Australia, they make a phone call and the call comes to Lahore. Customer doesn't know. Call center ka naam aapne suna hoga. A call center has hired young people. Aur baaz waqt mujhe hairani bhi hoti hai aur khushi bhi hoti hai. O level and A level ke students din ko study karte hain, raat ko job karte hain. 5 ghante, 6 ghante, and they earn 25,000-30,000 rupees because their English is good. English has become an international means of communication. And then, is it international of a British accent? Is it English of an American accent? Is it English of an Australian accent? I mean, some of the markets. Do you know Spanish? Okay, we put you for South America. Do you know German language? Do you know French language? Now, knowing the German language has opened new doors for you. Part-time job. اس کا مطلب یہ ہوا کہ لینگویج لرن کرنا بھی پارٹ آف دی گلوبلائزیشن ہے. سو مائی ڈیئر اسٹوڈینٹس, دس اے نیو اکانمی. اٹس ناٹ اے اکانمی بیسڈ آن واٹ, لیبر, انفراسٹرکچر, لینڈ, کیپیٹل. نو, دوز فیکٹرز آف پروڈکشن آپ نے اکنامکس میں پڑھے ہوں گے. اٹس اے نیٹورک نالج اکانمی. اٹس این اکانمی ویئر آئی ایم یوزنگ مائی موبائل فون, آئی ایم سینڈنگ ایس ایم ایس, اور سروس پرووائڈر کہہ رہا ہے کہ زیادہ آپ ایس ایم ایس بھیجیں گے تو آپ کو ان ریٹرن بونس پوائنٹس ملیں گے. اکانومی, تھنک آف اٹ دا وے یو آر یوزنگ اے موبائل فون ٹو ریڈ یور ای میلز, ٹو سینڈ سم ڈیٹا. اٹس اے نیٹورک اکانومی, اٹس اے گلوبل اکانومی, اینڈ پلیز نوٹس اٹ از این انٹر ڈیپینڈنٹ اکانومی. دیٹس وائی آئی سے دیٹ وین یو مینج یور نالج یو آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو لیو ان آئسولیشن. پہلے تو آپ کہتے تھے جی ہم لاہوری کے کسٹمرز کو, کراچی کے کسٹمرز کو ڈیل کرتے ہیں. کراچی از اے پیس, فاسٹ پیس سٹی. لاہور میڈیم پیس سٹی, ملتان کمپیریٹیولی لیس پیس سٹی. تھنگز آر ڈیولپنگ فاسٹر. ناؤ ہیئر یو آر ڈیلنگ ود این سٹی لائک نیو یارک, سٹی لائک سڈنی, انٹر ڈیپینڈنٹ. اچھا پھر ایک اور بات آ رہی ہے انٹر ڈیپینڈنس کے اندر, کلچرز آر کمنگ ان کانٹیکٹ. ریمبر کنیکٹیویٹی, لینگویجز آر کمنگ ان کانٹیکٹ. ایک ملک کے اندر ان کی ایتھکس یہ کہتی ہے کہ پلیز ڈونٹ کال می, اینڈ اف یو کال یو آئی سو یو. یو ہیو ٹو بی ویری کیئرفل ٹو میک اے فون کال وچ از کالڈ اے سیل کال. دوسرے ممالک کا کلچر یہ ہے کہ پیپل آر ہیپی, بٹ سم ٹائم پاکستانی یگ مین کالنگ اے کسٹمر ان یو کے, and the customer in UK starts speaking in Urdu or even sometime in Punjabi, and you're selling your products, you're selling your services. So when the economy is interdependent, uska matlab kya hua? Uska matlab ye hua ki chote mamalik aur bade mamalik, ab mamalik countries and their size does not matter in terms of land. Countries smaller and the larger, less developed and more developed, what is the benchmark, what is the parameter to compare? Knowledge and information. If you know about it, they'll speak to you, and you are interdependent. Can I say it's a location independent? Maine abhi kaha tha na, customer calling from Washington in Lahore. Rather, let me say, customer walks in into the Washington office. He talks to the front person of the company, and the front person of the company is sitting in Ewan Iqbal, Lahore. Let me give you the specific location. But they don't know. Location independent. Ye example virtual university ki again. You don't know from where these lectures are coming. You know virtual university is in Lahore. But is it location dependent that you can only listen to these lectures in Lahore? No. So my dear students, when the world is interconnected, networked, interdependent, location independent, jisko aap keh lijiye virtual world, tabhi is university ka naam hai virtual university. So how are we going to live when I'm living in my village but I'm not living there? I'm well connected. I can even sometime deliver my lecture while staying in a village. You know, professors travel around, aur jab wo lecture ka time hota hai, Pakistan mein bhi hone laga hai, through video conferencing. Students are sitting in Singapore, professor in Lahore. At a given time, you give a lecture, question answer, location does not matter. So in this kind of world, then how are we going to deal with it? Let me share with you some data. Remember, data, information, knowledge. Aur chautha part kya hai? Personal capital keh lijiye, aapki wisdom keh lijiye. Ye ek equation develop karenge, aur phir dekhenge kya ye linear hai, ya isko humein exponential or cyclic banana hai. Let me share this data in numbers. Data could be numbers, could be images, could be text. Data could be in the form of your audio file. Remember MPEG and JPEG? And about data could be in terms of feelings. Abhi feelings ko measure karne ka koi equipment nahi aaya. Lekin aap mujhe bataiye, kya feelings, emotional intelligence jisko kehte hain, kya feelings data nahi hota? Aapka chehre ka color batata nahi hai? Data. But let's write now for easiness. Let's talk in numbers. Here I have 10 countries out of 15 who are largest in land size. Jinka geographical mileage, physical space jinki zyada hai, puri duniya mein. We're talking about the globe, not Pakistan anymore. Please think of the globe. Okay ji, duniya mein size ke etbar se, land ke etbar se, data mein aapko de raha hoon, information aap generate karenge. Pehla data mein aapko kya de raha hoon? Data table. Ke ji, size ke etbar se, land size, Russia is number one. 13% of the world. یعنی پوری دنیا کا اگر آپ حدود اربع نکال لیں, یہاں 1000 square kilometer کے حساب سے لکھا ہوا ہے آپ کے سامنے اس ٹیبل میں, رشیا has the largest size in land, 13%. China next, 7%, 7.2. تو 20% of the world land is in two countries. Fine. Canada, number 3. Look at Brazil. خاص طور پر نوٹ کیجئے گا Brazil, number 5. برازیل ہم سے ملتا جلتا ہے, ان کے لوگ, ان کی ہیبٹس, ان کا کلچر خاصا ملتا ہے. اور برازیل مجھے اس لیے بھی اچھا لگتا ہے کہ دیر از اے کمپنی دیر. ریمبر آئی ٹولڈ یو آل ٹیک یو اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ, آئی گیو یو نالج. نا یو مے ٹیک اٹ ایز اے پیس آف وزڈم, یو کین تھنک آف اٹ ایز این انفارمیشن, اور یو جسٹ تھنک آف اٹ ایز اے ڈیٹا اینڈ تھرو اٹ اوے. دیٹس اپ ٹو یو. کسی کے لیے وہ چیز کاپیوں کا حصہ, نوٹس کا حصہ بنتی ہے, اینڈ دین تھرون اوے. کسی کے لیے وہ چیز میموری کا حصہ بنتی ہے, کسی کو وہ دل میں جگہ دیتا ہے. ڈیپینڈ کرتا ہے. برازیل کی میں بات کر رہا تھا, دیر از اے کمپنی ان برازیل اینڈ پلیز وزٹ اٹس ویب سائٹ www.semco.com. میں اس کمپنی کا سیلز مین نہیں ہوں, but it's a unique company. It's an engineering company. Pump وغیرہ بناتی ہے جو مختلف factories میں use ہوتے ہیں, اور بھی بہت سارے products ہیں ان کے. But believe me, this company Semco is a unique company. The chief executive of this company is an MBA from Harvard Business School, but you know, there is no CEO. Find out how they run their company. Employees fix their salaries. Employees make their knowledge plans. Employees come up innovation in the knowledge without the permission of the boss. Employees set their bonus and increment. آپ کہیں گے یہ کیسی کمپنی ہے, میں اسے زیادہ ڈیٹیل نہیں دینا چاہتا. جو چیف ایگزیکٹو ہے اس کمپنی کا, ریکارڈو سیملر اس کا نام ہے, he has written two books, very good books. پہلی کتاب تو اس نے کئی سال پہلے لکھی تھی, Maverick. دوسری کتاب اس نے جو ابھی سال پہلے لکھی, 7 Days Weekend. Being a chief executive, he is giving you a recipe, piece of advice, knowledge, especially those of you who are head of the department, and if some of you are already chief executive of the company, senior people, please read this book. Many chief executives of the big companies like IBM and Sony and big companies of the world, they come to Brazil and visit his company. 7 Days Weekend. He tells you, how can you have a weekend every day? You don't have to wait for Sunday. It is through empowered people. But anyhow, Brazil, we'll compare this with Pakistan. We have to learn many lessons from it. So Brazil is the 5th in size of land. And as you go on, number 10, you can see here is the Algeria. So I've given you the information. No, it's a data on the land. Let me give you the data on population. Out of 15 largest countries in terms of population, the data tells us, in terms of millions, China is number one. 21% of the world population lives in China. But please notice, number five again, Brazil. In other words, these five countries, China, India, USA, Indonesia, and Brazil, these five countries of the world have 51% of the total population of the world. That is an information which I have generated from this table of data of population. Please notice country number seven, Pakistan. Pakistan is coming up on the world map. Let us use it as a strength. Kya strength hai hamari? Population. It's a challenge. Please don't think of it as a weakness. We are on the world map, seven in number. How can we transform these human resources? What kind of reading and writing and computing? And what kind of analytical skills we can give to the people of Pakistan, you and me together, so we can be proud of this country even further? That is the data which I'm giving you. Now, combine the data on land and data on population. Think of it in terms of globe. Don't we have, or don't, can't we create some competitive advantage? Yes, we can. Let's look at the literacy data. ابھی میں نے آپ کو ڈیٹا نمبرز میں دیا تھا, اب یہ ڈیٹا کس میں آ رہا ہے؟ امیج کے اندر. سو ڈیٹا کوڈ بی ان اینی فارم, بٹ اٹس اے فیکٹ. دس از دی لٹریسی ڈیٹا. ٹیک اے لک آن دی ٹیبل آف 1900. ساری دنیا ریڈ کلر میں نظر آ رہی ہے, لیس دین 30%. نوٹس دا گرین پارٹ اونلی ان کینیڈا, یو ایس اے, آسٹریلیا اینڈ سم پارٹ آف یورپ, ویسٹرن یورپ. دس از ہاؤ اٹ لکس ان 1992. Still some part of Africa, less than 30% literate. People, the countries and the globe, they're trying to learn. Let's look at third example here. Comparing the countries of the world on the basis of the literacy and knowledge. I've given you the example and comparison of two countries. Ghana in Africa and Republic of Korea, South Korea in Asia. Remember I said I'll take you on the globe? You have to think as a knowledge worker. Part of the globe. All right, ji, Ghana in Africa, Korea in Asia. 1965, compare kijiye, up to 1965, Ghana aur Korea, dono ka physical capital aur human capital. Size of the country and size of the population, takriban same. 1965. But please notice in 2000, jo black curve hai, وہ آپ کو ڈفرنس شو کر رہا ہے فزیکل اور ہیومن کیپیٹل کا 35 ایئرس کے اندر, کیسے دونوں ملکوں نے ترقی کی. آل رائٹ, بٹ پلیز نوٹس دا کوریا, سی دا ڈفرنس دے ہیو میڈ, اینڈ دیٹ ڈفرنس ان ٹرمز آف ویلتھ آن دا لیفٹ ہینڈ سائڈ از دا ڈفرنس بٹوین پاورٹی اینڈ ویلتھ. نالج از دی پری ریکوزٹ آف آئیڈیاز. آئیڈیاز کنورٹڈ انٹو پروڈکٹس برنگس پروفٹ, ویلتھ, prosperity. That is what Korea has gone farther away as compared to Ghana. So in other words, my dear students, I showed you the data of Pakistan, seventh in population in the world. Let us add into the knowledge component, literacy component. Things can make difference. And who will do that? The people. People like you. In the organizations, in the society, at home, wherever the organization you are working for. That's why I'm saying Pakistan switch to the tech haves. Remember, in economics we used to talk about haves and have-nots. On the basis of what? On the basis of dollars, rupees, financial capital. Not anymore. Look at all these financial institutions. You have capital to start your business. You have capital to buy the assets. In fact, they will become partner with you and will give you the recipe if you are ready to launch a business. Capital is no longer a problem. Pakistan switch to the tech haves critically depends on knowledge. How new technology, new innovation in the process new technology-based, knowledge-based product in biotechnology, in electrical technology, in manufacturing technology, in welding technology, in gas technology, in steel you keep on naming it. اور میں نے ابھی جو نام لیا تھا کریٹو ٹیکنالوجی. لسٹ بنائیے کون سی انڈسٹریز ہیں کریٹو ٹیکنالوجیز کے اندر. پیپل ہو تھنک آؤٹ آف دیئر مائنڈ, ڈیزائن ورک. پروفیسر پیٹر ڈرکر سیز اینڈ سیڈ اٹ مڈ 90s. وٹ ڈیڈ ہی سی؟ دیٹ نالج ہیز بیکم دا کی ریسورس فار دا نیشنز ملٹری اسٹرینتھ ایز ویل ایز فار اٹس اکنامک اسٹرینتھ. It is fundamentally different from those resources which are traditional. And what are those traditional resources, my dear students? Land, labor, and financial capital. We need systematic work on the quality of the knowledge and the productivity of the knowledge. Two things. Quality of the knowledge and the productivity of the knowledge. Remember I said, knowledge gets outdated. آپ کے پاس نالج کس لیول کا ہے؟ اب یہاں ڈفرنس آئے گا. آپ نے اپنے گاؤں کے اسکول سے کیا لرن کیا, تحصیل کے اسکول سے کیا لرن کیا, بیریئر تو نہیں ہے. آپ نے ورچوئل یونیورسٹی کا کون سا کورس لرن کیا, آپ نے امریکہ کی کس یونیورسٹی سے لرن کیا. یو میک دی ایڈوانٹیج, کمپٹیٹو ایڈوانٹیج ایٹ دی پرسنل لیول. سو کوالٹی آف نالج اینڈ دی پروڈکٹیوٹی آف نالج. ہاؤ ڈیڈ یو پٹ یور نالج انٹو ایکشن؟ ابھی ہم نے نہ نالج کی ڈیفینیشن کی ہے نہ نالج مینجمنٹ کی ڈیفینیشن کی ہے. ابھی تو ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ ڈیٹا اور انفارمیشن اور نالج کیسے گلوبل لیول پر, انسٹیٹیوشنل لیول پر, انڈیویجل لیول پر, ہاؤ از اٹ میکنگ ڈفرنٹ. ابھی تو میں گراؤنڈ سیٹ کر رہا ہوں. پروفیسر پیٹر ڈرکر یہ کہتا ہے کوالٹی آف نالج اینڈ پروڈکٹیوٹی آف نالج اینڈ دی پرفارمنس کیپیسٹی, دس از دی سروائیول. اف ناٹ دی سروائیول آف اینی آرگنائزیشن ان دی نالج سوسائٹی, it will come increasingly to depending on these two factors. He's talking back in 90s. He has expired, Professor Peter Drucker, a couple of years ago. But he was a very futurist management specialist. We will talk about Peter Drucker many times. Innovation and productivity. Usne kaha tha na, quality of knowledge and productivity of knowledge. Dono important hai. Productivity of knowledge is raising the organizational capital. Quality of knowledge is raising the personal capital. What type you know, how much you know, who do you know, what kind of skills do you know, and then how can you put it to come up with an innovative methodology, innovative technology, innovative product, innovative service, creative service. The source of wealth is specifically human knowledge. Isi liye, I'm more interested to speak in this course for the knowledge workers and the learning organizations. A learning organization, unki buildings, unki machinery, unke computers learn nahi karte, janab. Learning organization, we'll talk about that, a concept given by Professor Peter Sanjay. Learning organization is the one the people in the organization, they keep on learning. And that's why the organization learn. Knowledge applied to the tasks, we already know how to do it, is productivity. اس لیے کہتے ہیں process کو improve کیجئے. Productivity improve ہو جائے گی. How to cut down on customer complaint. How to cut down on the new product innovation cycle, product development cycle. How to cut down on the amount of electricity used for given number of products. Productivity. More output in a given time, in a given input. Aur teesra issue kya hai? According to Professor Peter Drucker, that knowledge applied to the tasks that are new and different. So in other words, we are talking about invention and innovation. Invention is difficult. Creativity is much more difficult. But of course we have in Pakistan many creative people. Good architects, good designers. But innovation is comparatively easy. You know the person who invented bulb? Kya naam tha uska? Aaya zehen mein? Edison. Thomas Edison. He made 1007 experiments. and then he became successful. اس کی فیملی, اس کے فرینڈز اسے کہتے تھے, یگ مین اسے کہتے تھے, بھائی میرا خیال ہے تمہارا تو دماغ چل گیا ہے, دماغ ہی تو یوز ہو رہا ہے. مائی ڈیئر اسٹوڈینٹس, دماغ ہی کے چلنے کا وقت آ گیا ہے. دماغ چل نہیں گیا, دماغ will be working fast so you can deliver knowledge, put in action, innovative product, innovative idea, innovative system. So in other words, the forces which are shaping our future is that we know that the world is changing fast. Every day, new services, new products, new business models. Look at the competition. کبھی سنا تھا کہ گوشت اور انڈے اور پیاز اور آلو ایک ایسے ملک سے آ جائیں گے کہ جس ملک کے ساتھ ہم سمجھتے تھے کہ ہمارے تعلقات ہی اچھے نہیں ہیں. وہ دروازے جو 50-70 سال سے بند تھے, I'm sorry, opening up. New mindset, new way of doing things. Please don't get afraid, but when it becomes that you have to face this world, think of it. How fast and why? So how fast can I do things? Of course, I can make mistake, but I will learn from my mistakes. And when you learn from your mistakes, is it not your learning and you're getting new knowledge? And then, why should I do it? Because it will raise my personal capital. Why should I sit and learn this course, this new skill set, this new language? میں نے ابھی بات کہی تھی Italian, Spanish, German language کی, Arabic language کی. And my dear students, those of you living in smaller towns, please, speak good English. Please don't tell me it is difficult. If I can do it, so can you. I come from a village. میرے گاؤں میں تو بجلی بھی نہیں تھی جب میں پڑھا کرتا تھا میٹرک میں. انگریزی پتا ہے میں نے چھٹی کلاس سے لرن کرنی شروع کی. آپ لوگ تو کے جی اور پریپ سے لرن کر رہے ہوں گے 21st century. So please don't tell me it is difficult. Yes, if you are ready to take this challenge. English is now a means of international communication. اگر آپ انگریزی اچھی بول لیں گے, اس بولنے کے پیسے بھی آپ کو مل جائیں گے. میں نے ابھی آپ کو نام لیا تھا نا, کال سینٹرز. ٹرائی کیجئے کبھی اپنے قصبے میں, گاؤں میں, تحصیل لیول پر کال سینٹر بنا لیجئے. گو اراؤنڈ, ویل ٹاک اباؤٹ دیٹ. میں بہت ساری ٹپس جلدی نہیں دینا چاہتا آپ کو. ویل ٹاک اباؤٹ دیٹ, دیٹ ہاؤ کین یو رن اے نیو بزنس ویئر ایور یو آر. اسٹیپ بیک اینڈ سی اینڈ ایگزامن واٹ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو شو یو ان دا نیکسٹ فیو سلائڈس. نمبر ون, لاسٹ ایئر دی نمبر آف ٹرانزسٹرز. اچھا, ٹرانزسٹر ہر الیکٹرانک گڈس کے اندر, ٹیکنالوجیکل بیس گڈس کے اندر یوز ہو رہے ہیں. نمبر آف ٹرانزسٹرز پروڈیوسڈ ور مور دین دا نمبر آف رائس گرین. چاول کے دانوں سے زیادہ ٹرانزسٹر مینوفیکچر کیے گئے جناب والا. تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ. سی, لارجسٹ پاپولیشن از لیونگ ان ایشیا. ایشیا کو غریب نہ سمجھیے. ایشیا ہیز بیکم آل آف اے سڈن اے ٹائیگر. So let us become a tiger and a part of economy based on knowledge. And notice now, 355 million people speaking which language? Urdu. Think of it, people who are online, young people. Ye data hai na? What kind of business model you can make, use your information and expertise, develop some knowledge for yourself so that you can have your own idea. So if these are the kind of people online, dealing with computers, living in Asia, what can you provide them? Think of those creative products and services. Or maybe working in the company. How can you supply your products focusing on the Asian market? SAARC region, ASEAN region. Ye to Asia ke hi hai na? Notice the electronic products. Transistor سے بنے ہوئے product. غور سے دیکھیے. Mobile phone, TV set, refrigerators, iPods, PDAs. اور کہتے یہ ہیں کہ لوگ اب نیوز پیپر کو بھی ویب کے اوپر پڑھتے ہیں. وہ جو ہارڈ کاپی ہے نا نیوز پیپر کی, پاکستان میں بھی بہت سارے لوگ اسی نیوز پیپر پڑھتے ہیں. لیکن بہت سارے لوگ ہیں جو نیوز پیپرز کو بھی اب اس کی ای کاپی اویلیبل ہے, اس کی سافٹ کاپی اویلیبل ہے. نوٹس وٹ دس ڈیٹا از ٹیلنگ یو اینڈ وٹ دس ورڈ 21st سینچری ورڈ از ٹیلنگ. سیدھی سپلائی چین, میں نے ابھی کہا تھا نا, مینوفیکچر کہیں ہو رہا ہے, اس کو کہیں شپ کیا جا رہا ہے, ویئر ہاؤس کہیں پہ بنا ہوا ہے فری پورٹ کے اوپر, ڈلیوری اس کی دی جا رہی ہے اور ریٹیلر اس کے یورپ اور امریکہ کے اندر ہیں اور وہاں سے پھر وہ آل اوور دا ورلڈ. آئی نو مینی پیپل پاکستانی, دی مینوفیکچررز آر ان چائنا تھرو دی ویب, دے ٹیک دی پروڈکٹ, آرڈرز فرام دی کسٹمرز, یوز دی ڈلیوری کوریئر سروسز اینڈ سینڈ ٹو دا پروڈکٹ, دے ڈیولپ اے ویلیو چین. مینی کمپنیز آر ڈیولپنگ. سپلائی چین مینجمنٹ از اے نیو ایریا وچ از ان مینجمنٹ اوپننگ اپ. مینجمنٹ ہیز بیکم ون آف دی امپورٹنٹ ڈسپلن. لرننگ, یو ڈسکور نیو نالج, یو پلان فار دا مارکیٹس اگین ڈیپینڈنگ اپون دا نیو نالج, پٹ دس پلان ان ایکشن. ممبر ہم نے پی ڈی سی اے کی بات کی تھی, پلاننگ, یو نو دین یو پلان اینڈ دین یو پٹ ان ٹو ایکشن, یو ڈیل ود یور کسٹمرز, یو اینالائز. جب آپ اینالائز کرتے ہیں تو وہاں کیا ہوتا ہے, یو گین نیو انفارمیشن. اگین دا رول آف نالج, رول آف یور ایکسپرٹیز, رول آف یور کمپیٹنسی. Organizations are becoming more dependent on knowledge workers. Let's face it. And that is the last slide I'm going to show it, my dear student. Let's face it. Number one, like it or not, globalization is there. Number two, suppliers, just a click away in China, in Australia, in Indonesia, in Malaysia. Technology. Kaun si? Biotechnology? Nanotechnology? گریڈ ٹیکنالوجی, انفارمیشن ٹیکنالوجی. میں نے بہت ساری ٹیکنالوجی کی بات کی نا. بزنس ڈس ایکولیبریم. ابھی آ جائے گا جناب اوور نائٹ کوئی کمپیٹیٹر, آپ کی بزنس گڑبڑ ہو جائے گی. سو ڈیولپ نیو ایکولیبریم. کمپٹیشن آن کوالٹی, کمپٹیشن آن ویلو, کمپٹیشن آن اسپیڈ. ہاؤ فاسٹ کین یو ڈیلیور سپلائی چین, وٹ کوالٹی پروڈکٹ یو ہیو, از اٹ انوویٹو, ڈز اٹ ڈیلیور ویلو ٹو دی کسٹمر. Cheaper products. Notice کیجئے وہ product جو آپ کی market میں available ہیں. اب گاؤں کا رہنے والا بھی وہی shampoo مانگتا ہے, 200 روپے کی bottle نہیں, 3 روپے کا ساشے. گاؤں کے اوپر, گاؤں کے اندر رہنے والا جو ہے, چاہے وہ گاؤں سندھ کا ہے, سرحد کا ہے, پنجاب کا ہے, یا بلوچستان کا ہے, وہ کہتا ہے جی مجھے بھی وہ فیس کریم چاہیے لیکن 10 روپے میں چاہیے. کمپنیز دے رہی ہیں کہ نہیں؟ ملٹی نیشنل کمپنیز دے رہی ہیں, بیکاز دی کسٹمر از گوئنگ ٹو ہیو مور پاور, پیپل لائک یو. سو از دیر اینی انٹینجیبل سروس فار سیل؟ تھنک آف اٹ, آئی ول شو یو اینڈ شیئر ود یو اے اسٹوری. سو ان ادر ورڈز مائی ڈیئر اسٹوڈنٹس, اٹ از فار یو ٹو کنسیڈر. وٹ ہیو یو کنسیڈر اینڈ وٹ وڈ یو کنسیڈر؟ یور انڈیویجل نالج, اینڈ ہاؤ کین یو کنٹریبیوٹ دس انڈیویجل نالج ٹو دی انسٹیٹیوشن. So, institutional knowledge. So, my dear students, individual knowledge and institutional knowledge. دو کی بات کر رہے ہیں ہم. Knowledge management کی generally ہم جب بات کرتے ہیں تو ہم institutional knowledge کی بات کرتے ہیں. میرے نزدیک institutional knowledge بھی اتنا important ہے جتنا آپ کا personal knowledge ہے. میرے نزدیک آپ زیادہ important ہیں. آپ knowledgeable ہوں گے, آپ innovative ہوں گے, آپ کا پرسنل کیپیٹل بڑھے گا, آپ زیادہ ویلیویبل ہوں گے اس کمپنی کے لیے, اس انسٹیٹیوشن کے لیے. یور پرسنل نالج, ویل ٹاک اباؤٹ اٹ, وی کال اٹ ٹیسٹ نالج. ہاؤ کین یو اپ گریڈ, ہاؤ کین یو امپروو, ہاؤ کین یو ٹیک دس چیلنج, دس از فار یو ایز اے مینیجر ٹو کنسیڈر. ویل ٹاک اباؤٹ فیو مور کنسیڈریشنز سو دیٹ یو کین بی ریڈی فار دی 21st century, اینڈ آئی ایم شیور یو کین. On the basis of not more land, not more labor, not more financial capital, but more power of knowledge, more power of knowledge sharing. And we will see how knowledge sharing process makes you knowledgeable. Aur aap mein se jo IT ke log hain, how knowledge creation, knowledge innovation, aur knowledge sharing ke process ka system banaya ja sakta hai. اس لیے کہ آپ لوگ شاید سسٹم ڈیولپمنٹ میں انٹرسٹڈ ہوں گے, بٹ پلیز کیپ ان مائنڈ نالج سسٹمز آر ڈفرنٹ دین دی انفارمیشن سسٹمز. With these few words, let me say goodbye to you and Khuda Hafiz until next session.